I'm Richard Sevigny, and welcome to episode 2 of Live in the Shoe Swap, with sound bites and music from artists I had the pleasure to interview during the 27th annual Roots and Blues Festival held here in Salmon Arm. Up first, I have an Edmonton band named Mercy Funk, the brainchild of vocalist Crystal Ayo and bassist Angela Prue. They do a blend of funk and soulful R&B, and have put out an album this year entitled Feel Good. This song from that CD is to let you know that they're finally here. Interviewing the ladies of Mercy Funk, and that's Crystal and Angela.
Hi.
Hello.
So, tell me a little bit about your project.
Oh, we began in approximately 2013. I had just discovered funk music. This is Angela, the bassist, speaking.
Yeah.
I just discovered funk music and totally lost my mind. Decided that I wanted to start a funk band. Met through a mutual friend, Crystal.
Yeah, I was working with a guy, and I'd never been in a band before. And I was like, hey, I want to be in a band. He's like, well, we can be in a band. And
I know just
Angela,
the person.
And it brought us together. And I don't know. We've been best friends since, really.
Yeah.
And
pretty instant.
Just been a lot of fun.
One of these things is just meant to be.
I think so. Yeah. I think cool. We've decided that, like, we're going to be together for the rest of our lives.
Kind of a musical marriage.
Yeah, right? I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
We've got a hotel room with her partner and myself.
Yeah.
The three
yeah.
of us.
So it's like, we used to live together too a little bit.
And okay.
Yeah.
We
spent
a lot of time
close.
Together.
Yeah.
Being tight.
Yeah.
I want to live 1,000 lives in me.
my arms around myself. Stop living for somebody else. Say goodbye.
That was Something New from the latest Mercy Funk album, Feel Good. Up next, Crystal Ayo emotes some classic blues with Good Man. But first, she and Angela talk about feeling good. So tell me a little bit, let's start with your full-length CD here. Tell me a little bit about that project.
This one came out in June of 2018.
Yeah, just last year we put that one out and... I don't know, I think one day, like, we had done the EP, and it was just, I think, just five songs on the EP, and I don't know, we were ready to do another project, and we didn't know how we were going to start it, and we just said, we're just going to do it, and then we just dived in about a month later, we just told our band, like, we're going to be recording, and then we just kind of dove in, and...
Okay.
Yeah, I had worked at a music studio at the time that did some recording and some teaching, and we did some bed tracks there. It was really like organic experience, super familiar with the building and the people, so it happened pretty smoothly.
We'll be right back.
upstream.